President Vladimir Putin is warning Ukraine against committing any reckless acts as Ukraine imposed martial law after Russian forces seized three Ukrainian ships and their crews in the Black Sea. In a phone conversation with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Putin said he was seriously concerned about the developments and asked Germany to approach Ukrainian authorities to dissuade them from further reckless acts. According to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort broke his plea agreement with U.S. federal prosecutors by lying to investigators. They say he broke federal law with, quote, crimes and lies. Manafort faces up to 10 years in prison for various financial crimes. It agreed to cooperate with investigators looking into possible collusion between the president's campaign, and Russia in the 2016 election. A bombing in Afghanistan kills three American troops. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the bombing in eastern Ghazni province. The military says three troops were killed, three others wounded, along with an American contractor. Another soldier died over the weekend in a firefight with al-Qaeda militants. The military now says it appears Afghan forces accidentally killed Sergeant Leandro Jasso.
After months of negotiations, Britain and the European Union have agreed on how the UK will leave the EU next year. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says more aspects of the deal can be negotiated after Brexit happens.
There are other things in it that we've got to work hard for after we leave the EU, but we can only get those other things when we've left the EU. And so, you know, can this be a staging post to everything that people have wanted from Brexit? Yes, I think it can.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to her divided parliament. This is VOA News. American automaker General Motors on Monday announcing it is cutting back production of several models.